Jambalaya's enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Andrew Hoffman. We're going to be talking about his book, The New World Order and Eugenic Wars. What's the New World Order have to do with eugenic wars? What is eugenics? Why is it important? How does it apply to us today? Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is one of the major driving forces of American foreign and domestic policy. And what does eugenics involve? Well, it involves not only engineering of humanity, but destruction of humanity. You saw eugenics at work in Adolf Hitler's Germany, not only in the horror of the Holocaust, but the horror of the war and mass slaughter that killed probably 60 million people and of course, injured hundreds of thousands, and I should say hundreds of millions of casualties. But the war is simply another example of eugenics. People do not understand that these things do not happen in a vacuum. They happen intentionally. And Andrew has done a wonderful job of talking about this whole movement. Andrew, thank you so very much for being with us today.
Well, thanks for having me on, Dr. Stan.
And I want you now, this is an entirely different audience. We talked yesterday, but this is a different audience. I want you to tell our listeners who you are, why you wrote your book, why your book is important. Because it is important, I might mention, we're carrying the book because we think it's got a very important message. Go right ahead.
Sure. Well, I'm just a writer and a researcher and someone who recently woke up to the New World Order information and eugenics and started researching it about 3 years ago. And my goal was to put together a book that really represented what I thought was reliable information, well-documented information on a variety of subjects, but especially eugenics came to be featured in that because it affects so many other issues. Sometimes it's easier to tell someone or to show someone how something fits in context rather than just by itself. So if you're trying to talk to someone about fluoride, it's a way to get past the question, well, why would they do that? If fluoride's so bad for you, why would they put it in the water? So it kind of shows a mindset, and I cover other issues in the book as well.
Well, why would they put the fluoride in the water? I mean, you know, if it was so bad, why would they put it in the water?
Right. That's like many of the things. It's got several quote unquote benefits, and one of them is it makes money. It takes something that costs a lot of money to dispose of properly, a toxic waste, and it allows them to be paid for it, so the companies that produce it as a byproduct, it's a benefit to them. But more importantly, by putting it in the water, it dumbs people down, makes them more docile, more compliant, and makes it so that people are not as eager to ask questions, are not as eager to question what they hear on television. It just makes for a more manageable population.
So. You mean they're putting the fluoride in the water because it has a psychological impact on people, or it has an effect on their brains?
Absolutely, yeah.
And I think that's absolutely true, ladies and gentlemen. You must understand what's the active ingredient in Prozac and Luvox. It's a fluoride compound. So where does this fluoride compound come from? It comes from the smokestacks and from the chemical production of fertilizers. It's something they can't put this into the atmosphere. It's too toxic. They get byproducts of processing fertilizer. You can't put it into a toxic dump. It's too toxic. So they put it in our drinking water. And so instead of having to pay to have it disposed of. You can't even take it out in the ocean, dump it in the ocean. It's too toxic for the fish. They put it in our drinking water. The solution to the problem is dilution. That's their slogan, but they can't let the public know that, or the fact that it has a physiological impact, because they're not putting fluoride in. It's a hydrofluosilicic acid that increases the level of lead in your bloodstream of our children, and that lead gets into their brains and has a toxic effect, and especially on blacks, and of course it produces raids and criminal activity. All been worked out by Dr. Masters, Roger Masters at Dartmouth. You get his material from Radio Liberty. But they're putting the fluoride in water because it has a pharmacological effect on the population, not just as far as the mind, but on fertility and the endocrine system. But let's not get into that. Let's talk about your book and the other things that you talk about in your book on the New World Order and the eugenic wars. Go right ahead.
Sure. What I wanted to do was kind of represent what I thought was a better version of reality than what we get on television. So one of the things, obviously, if you're going to contradict mainstream reality, you need to show why that's wrong. So I get into kind of media control and how, you know, they'll play both sides, but really those sides are working for the same team. You know, you have all the people on the right only criticizing certain things about the left, and the left only criticizing certain things about the right. Meanwhile, the real issues of foreign policy and economic policy keep marching on regardless of whether it's Democrats or Republicans in office. So, and that's as well as the other things I talk about as far as the media goes, the way they feature stories that really have no value. They're just distraction stories and personal scandal stories, whether it be celebrities or politicians. And the value that has to people who, you know, own these media companies is that it keeps people watching their programs without having to tell them anything of substance, and it also gives the illusion of a free press, because if you can find out all the dirty secrets about some famous person, it makes you think, oh, the press would be all over a story if there were contradictions in the official story about 9/11, or if there were harmful things they were putting into our drinking water or our food or things like this on a systematic basis. Surely they would cover it.
We'll be back here in just a moment with Andrew Hoffman talking about his book, The New World Order, and eugenic wars, right here at the American Museum.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Andrew Hoffman, we're talking about his book, The New World Order, The Eugenic Wars, and certainly Andrew stresses in the book the fact that the media is controlled, and the American public must understand we do not get the truth from the media. They get us arguing on all the wrong issues. They focus our attention on Tiger Woods. They focus our attention on Brad Pitt. They focus our attention on golf and hockey and tennis so many of the other things, but they never focus our attention on the really important things. The fact that there is an invisible government that controls both political parties, that they're moving us towards a war with Iran, that the current war in Afghanistan is a no-win war where we are actually financing indirectly through our tax money, and the CIA's involvement of Sydney, we're financing the Taliban and the Al-Qaeda are killing our boys. So we get our attention off on the wrong things, exactly as they did with Vietnam. And you get two sides arguing back and forth without ever mentioning that in Vietnam we financed the communists, Russians, who financed the North Vietnamese, provided them with planes and military equipment and radar and all the sophisticated military they needed, so that the Viet Cong could kill our boys in South Vietnam. It was a contrived war. It was a diversion, just exactly as Afghanistan and Iraq are. We never talk about those things. How do they control the media, Andrew? By what techniques do they use to control the media?
Well, one of the key things is controlling what issues are talked about. It almost doesn't matter what station you turn on, or what newspaper you read, you will see the same issues being talked about. And that is a way of controlling the range of conversation, of, you know, whatever opinions are formed, it doesn't really matter because that's all anyone is thinking about. And one of the things they accomplished with President Obama is they made the Afghanistan war and the Iraq war kind of non-political. They're still going on, people are still dying, but because it's a Democrat in charge, there's, you know, very little protest. Many of the people who were protesting before are suddenly okay with it because it's a member of their team who's the commander in chief. And, you know, part of the problem with that, and we see this with lots of issues, is that everything comes to be focused on individual personalities. Everyone's focused on Obama when Obama's carrying forward the same exact agenda that George W. Bush did and Bill Clinton before him, and they're just there to take all the political heat. Everything gets heaped on the president when really, obviously, there's more power behind the scenes. Who's creating the agenda? You know, Barack Obama didn't write the 2,000-page health care bill. Usually legislation is written by special interest groups or think tanks like the CFR, but they never get talked about, and they never get talked about as far as what, you know, what is the agenda going forward? Why are we getting wrapped in more and more, you know, economic treaties and entangling alliances, as George Washington might call them. So.
You're absolutely right. Well, where does eugenics fit into this? What is eugenics? How does it impact upon the people listening to this program today?
Sure. Where the word eugenics comes from, it was first used by Charles Darwin's cousin, and the idea is simply that they can control evolution. They want to be able to take the forces they see active in evolution and manipulate them to create both a superior group, which they already feel that they are. It's very popular with the upper economic strata of society, and it also kind of reinforced racist ideologies. And so they felt like, oh, we can create a super race of people through eugenics if we can get rid of the rest of the people because they're messing up the gene pool. And how it affects most of us is negative eugenics, the idea of dumbing people down and getting rid of them because they fear a middle-class resistance to their programs. They want compliant, you know, barely struggling to survive servant class, and that's all that they want. And there's way too many people in their view, because of the advance of technology. They think that they only need, you know, Ted Turner says, oh, a population of 350 to 500 million would be ideal, and they use different numbers, but usually it's about an 80% reduction in world population. Bill Gates, it's his number one issue. You know, he talks about how population's going to go to 9 billion, but if they do a really good job with vaccines, they can cut 15% off of that. And it's kind of an obsession with what, you know, they would consider themselves the elite people in the world, to control others, to manage and control the world. And it is obviously a sinful attitude. You know, it goes against God's commands in the Bible. It goes against our place as human beings, and there are consequences for it. And we kind of live out those consequences if you take your kids to get vaccinated. If you if your kids are around food additives like aspartame and additives to drinking water and to soda and everything else, and they usually target specifically reproductive ability, and we talked about earlier brain power, the ability to think. So,
and basically the fertility rates are falling all throughout the world. Why is that happening? Certainly the male sperm count is falling all throughout the world. Why is that happening? Nobody ever asks. I mean, certainly one of the racial groups that's been targeted is the blacks, no question. I mean, why is it that almost half of the AIDS cases and the people who've died of AIDS in the United States are in blacks? Why did they outlaw DDT in Africa? Why it was saving too many black people from dying from malaria? And they said we got rid of malaria in the United States with DDT, but of course we've outlawed it. Why? Because it's saving the lives of black people. If you doubt that, Alexander King, the vice chairman of the Club of Rome, wrote a book in which he said, I mean, we had to do away with DDT. We're saving the lives of too many people. If you understand that the abortion clinics, Planned Parenthood, they're mostly in the black areas. There's in the areas where the black people live. There's an excellent DVD out to call MAFFA, M-A-F-F-A. You can get it off the Internet, and talking about how abortion and Planned Parenthood have targeted blacks. Certainly the water fluoridation has much more devastating effect on the black than the white, according to Roger Masters. Today, one in every three young black men is in prison, probation, or parole here in the United States. Do you think that happened just by accident, that blacks are much more prone to crime? Well, they may be more prone to crime, but there's a reason for it, done very intentionally. With a proper upbringing, we do fine, but when you poison the drinking water, and it was something that has a specific tendency to increase the level of lead in the blood of black children, as they found, a study with 450,000 children, and they found out, of course, if you use the hydrofluorosilicic acid in the drinking water, why it dramatically increased the level of lead in the blood of the black children much more than the white, which, of course, and this is directly associated with criminal activity. And then you wonder why some black people are a little upset. and we should be upset too, because every individual is a unique individual made in the image and likeness of God. Our telephone number, of course, is 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. If you have a question or comment, our guest Andrew Hoffman, his book, which we carry and you can get from Radio Liberty, The New World Order and the Eugenic Wars. And eugenics is being practiced today. And, of course, this is why the fertility rates in America, in Europe, have fallen dramatically. They keep saying, oh, population explosion. Yes, it's in the Muslim countries. But don't you worry, they've got a plan, a massive war with the Muslim world, where we'll kill hundreds of millions of people before this terrible war that's coming is over. And people just have to read the Wall Street Journal regularly to find out they're planning on taking us into a war. You can hear the drumbeat. You can read about it all the time as they talk about the inevitability of our coming war with Iran. Sydney, do you think they're going to use the war for eugenic purposes?
Absolutely. And war, like Smedley Butler said, war is a racket. It is something that a few people get rich on. We've got the small group of rich people that make money from war. Most people get poor from war, from paying taxes for it, and then unfortunately it targets usually people from the lower economic strata to go fight it. They get out of high school and maybe they can't get into college, or maybe get out of college and can't find a job, and the military is the best option. These aren't people who are bloodthirsty or want to go fight and kill, but that's their best career option, and they're very patriotic, and they're used and exploited. And usually, I've found that the information in my book, the people that have been in the military are often the most open to it, because they've seen it firsthand, and they've said, "Man, I didn't know what I was doing over in Afghanistan. None of it made sense compared to what I had seen on television, and now it makes sense." And so there's I think there's an awakening happening in our military that's definitely a good thing. So.
I think a lot of people are beginning to question what's going on, but nobody will explain to them that these wars were created. There was no reason for them. The plan for the attack on Afghanistan was on the president's desk on September 10th. 2001, the day before the September 11th attack. But you needed an excuse to attack Afghanistan. And why did we attack Afghanistan? 15 of the 19 hijackers came from Saudi Arabia. Why didn't we attack Saudi Arabia? Well, Osama bin Laden planned this. No, the man who planned it has already admitted it. His name is Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and he came from Pakistan. So why don't we attack Pakistan? There's where the whole thing was planned, in Pakistan and Saudi Arabia. So why did we attack Afghanistan? Because the plan was on the president's desk. And you get that from Richard Clark's book. He wrote a great book. He was the chief of planning for terrorism before under the Clinton administration. But read his book, and he will tell you that the plan was on the president's desk the day before we attacked. All we needed was a justification. The men were in place. The supplies were in place. 3 weeks later, we had our troops on the ground. Do you think you'd get your troops on the ground in 3 weeks if it isn't planned ahead of time? And all those people who've died in Afghanistan and all the people who've died in Iraq have died for nothing. The Americans, the Iraqi civilians, the Afghan civilians. But don't you worry. The poppy crop is blooming and doing very well in Afghanistan. And, of course, the chaos continues. Our telephone number, 1-877-254-7524. But remember, ladies and gentlemen, men and women become accomplices. to the evil as they fail to oppose? And what are you actively doing? Well, Andrew has done something. He's written a book, and he's got it published, and it is available to Radio Liberty. The New World Order and the Eugenic War. Ladies and gentlemen, the wars are coming very soon.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Do you watch the direction America is being taken and feel powerless to stop it? When you read the headlines every day, do you get an uneasy feeling in the pit of your stomach? Do you get the feeling our politicians just aren't listening to us? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you're not alone. We, the people of Greeley 912 Project, recognize the uniqueness and excellence of the Constitution of the United States. We're dedicated to mobilize the people to honorably restore it to its rightful position as the law of the land. Won't you join us? The Greeley 912 Project meets at 6:30 p.m. every other Wednesday at the Destiny Christian Center, 6250 West 10th Street in Greeley, Colorado. Visit www.greeley912.net for more information. And plan on joining us for a Tax Day Tea Party on Thursday, April the 15th at the Greeley Post Office on 10th Street from 4 until 6:30 p.m. Bring a sign or a flag with you and let's show our elected senators and representatives how we feel about them continually expanding the government's role in our lives. Tax Day 2010 is a perfect opportunity to let them know we are taxed enough already and we're tired of their refusal to listen to we the people. We'll see you on Thursday.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. KHNC listeners are painfully aware of the forces that have brought our economy to the state it's in. We want financial advice from experts who understand what's really going on. The iMoneyCoach.com team has put all the knowledge they use to coach successful people and businesses into a 10-course training program for only a fraction of the cost. Thousands of dollars of training materials and videos for under $200. At iMoneyCoach.com, you'll get the knowledge you need to change your life for the better. iMoneyCoach.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Andrew Hoffman, and his book, The New World Order and the Eugenic Wars. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call in, you have a question, comment, you agree, you disagree, 877-254-7524. Andrew, do you have a website you'd like to get out?
Sure, it is www.eugenicswars.com, and that is www.eugenicswars.com, eugenicswars.com.
And I think people really have to understand that one of the major purposes and thrusts of American foreign and domestic policy is population control, but we can't let the common people know that. We can't let them understand that we are promoting eugenics and population control throughout the world and doing everything we can to limit the population of the world. I mean, we're giving women throughout the world, we did in the past, pre-tetanus shots. Wasn't that wonderful? But they contained a contraceptive vaccine that destroyed the lives of many of those women so they could never have children. And certainly But we can't let the American people know they would put something in a vaccine that could produce permanent damage. No, what are they putting in our vaccines? We don't know. And that's one reason I can't. I warn people not to take vaccines, because you don't know what they're putting in those vaccines that may be harmful to you for the rest of your life. And this is my fear about the H1 vaccine. This was given in Europe, that they added an adjuvant to that, which is known to produce autoimmune disease. And, of course, autoimmune disease is affecting the countless hundreds of millions of people throughout the world today. And you see it in people who get vaccines, not in people who are not vaccinated. Well, certainly, what are some of the techniques they're using for eugenics today, Andrew?
Sure, and I'd like to go back to one thing you mentioned, how they can't tell us common people about it, and that is specifically in their writings, and that's something that I've included in my book, is quotes from them talking about how they needed to get rid of the word eugenics. They still believed in it, they still wanted to carry it forward, but after World War II, they wanted to reframe the way they talked about it. So eugenics split into all these different programs, and they talked about the need to use language that sounded agreeable to everyone. So instead of telling someone, you are an unfit parent, you should not have children, they'll just say, oh, we want to provide everyone with a healthy and happy home. And what does that mean? Oh, that means offering abortion services in your neighborhood, or that means taking your children away from you, by the CPS. So this is something that goes forward. And as far as programs that are going on all around us, I talk about, things in everything from the air we breathe. There's spraying going on, to the water we drink with fluoride. And fluoride is kind of a catch-all term. They put all sorts of chemicals in the water under that term. And lots of times, they'll make a huge story about it on the news if there's any contamination at all, and they'll use it as justification for all these water additives, when really most places have good drinking water nearby that could be used, without tons of treatment. And then also in soda and things like that, with aspartame, certain dyes and colorings, and these things have been associated not just with dumbing people down, but also with behavior problems in young children. We fill them full of all these chemicals and then wonder why they have a hard time functioning. And when you combine that with the impact of television on the human brain, you've got a recipe for disaster.
Well, one of the funniest things today is all this emphasis on obesity. Oh, my goodness, it's terrible. Look how obese our people are. And they know very well that it's the aspartame they're putting in all of our food and food products and drinks and chewing gum and children's formulas and children's medicines. The aspartame promotes obesity. That's how you could produce obesity in cattle before you slaughter them. But that's how you can produce obesity in any animal that you give aspartame to. It's a poison that should never have been allowed in the food supply. The FDA fought it for 15 years. Wasn't put in until Ronald Reagan, of course, became president. And his fellow on his transition team was a man named Donald Rumsfeld, who was president of Cereal. And they were going to make billions of dollars. And, of course, they put their man in the FDA. They authorized aspartame. And then they've suppressed any information about it. And people eat it every day. They give it to the kids. People drink Diet Coke and Diet Pepsi. Why? They want to lose weight. And there's aspartame in there. Have you ever noticed that? All fat people drink drinks and Diet Coke. And, of course, the reason they're fat is because they're drinking something that's stimulating obesity. And nobody ever tells the American people. The information's there. You can get it on the Internet. You can get it from my website. You can get it from Betty Martini's website, doorway.com, D-O-R-W-A-Y, doorway.com, www.doorway.com. Get the information. It's there. Betty Martini on aspartame, the Bressler report, Dr. Olney's reports, all of these scientific reports up there. Aspartame produces pathological obesity, and night after night we hear about it on the on television, obesity, how terrible it is, and they will never tell you that it's being actively produced by the aspartame in all of these products, and they know it's there, and they know it's poisoning the people, and that's why they've got it there. So go right ahead there, Andrew. I mean, the whole story of eugenics and how they are using this to poison the American people, destroy our health, destroy the fertility and virility of our men, feminizing our male population by bisphenols and by so many of the things that are in our diets that we come in contact with. They know what they're doing. Certainly, even the studies show that in communities where they fluoridate the drinking water, there's a lower fertility rate among men, among women, and a lower sperm count. They can actually differentiate the men who live in areas where they fluoridate the water and where they don't, because where they fluoridate the water, the sperm count is lower. They know what they're doing. They just don't want the public to know.
Absolutely. And there's, you know, what you mentioned, the bisphenols in plastics, and it basically mimics estrogen in the human body, and the result of that is you get men that are more, you know, just less manly, and then women, you know, it can cause breast cancer and other things. And, you know, they will have some big media thing and everyone will wear a pink ribbon, but they won't address, you know, okay, cancer rates are skyrocketing, what is pain?
We'll be back in just a moment with Andrew Hoffman. We'll invite your calls, 877-254-7524.
Are you aware that oxidative stress provides a foothold to more than 100 diseases? Discover the only supplement clinically proven to eliminate the age-dependent increase in markers of oxidative stress to that of a 20-year-old. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. There is only one product that triggers your body to produce a host of free radical-fighting enzymes. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. For your improved health, check out the ABC video at www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
Your friends at A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning in Brighton remind us the responsibility of drivers. Caution and courtesy is the key to staying safe. Please remember to pay special attention around schools, parks, playgrounds, and especially around school buses while they're picking up and dropping off. Our children are our future. Please do your part to keep them safe. That's from A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning, the experts who can tell you if your last year's fuel bill was grossly out of line, what repairs or replacements would offer you the greatest long-term savings. Call 303-659-1087. That's 303-659-1087. A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning.
Well, Dan, I guess this morning Andrew Hoffman, we're talking about his book on the New World Order and the eugenic wars, and talking about breast carcinoma. They never tell women that the relationship between smoking and breast cancer. They tell you about also some other cancers, but they don't emphasize that. They don't mention that one in three lesbians will get breast carcinoma, that a first trimester abortion increases the incidence of breast carcinoma, the use of contraceptive pills, and hormone replacement increases the incidence of breast carcinoma. They wouldn't want to tell the women that because they want them on the contraceptive pills. Sex without reproduction and reproduction without sex. That's their slogan. And, of course, the bisphenols, which increases the hormonal levels in anything that comes out of plastics or specific types of plastics, increases a woman's tendency towards breast carcinoma and feminizes our men. Of course, many children, infants, you know, coming in contact with the male infants coming in contact with the female hormones, it certainly influences the growth. And one reason why some people have a homosexual tendencies are because their hormonal imbalance has been altered when they were growing up, and they know what the bisphenols are doing, and they're leaving them in our food, and nothing's being done. They take them out in Europe, but they're leaving them in America, and everything's being done to suppress the information here. Well, go ahead, Andrew. What are some of the other things they're doing?
Sure, and what I wanted to do in my book was kind of give people an overview of the overall programs and kind of the agenda. And I think the biggest and most important shift in thinking is to realize that, you know, war is not something that governments and people in power try to avoid. War is something they want. You know, death from cancer is not something that everyone out there is trying to avoid. There's, you know, people in the Rockefeller medicine establishment that's their business. Cancer is a big business. And that's an important realization, and it's difficult for people to get because, you know, we tend to view the world through our own lenses, and most of us are not, you know, power-hungry, control-freak eugenicists, so we want good things for other people. You know, we want people to be happy and healthy, but there's this obsession with overpopulation and with the issue of control. And if you can understand and view events through that lens, things make a lot more sense. And that's one of the things.
Well, so many of the things don't make sense unless you understand what's going on. Once you understand what's going on, well, you understand how important war is, how important the coming war in the Middle East is going to be, not only because it will wreak havoc in America, but because there are too many Muslims in the world. I mean, certainly the population is being destroyed in Europe. I mean, certainly France, Spain, Italy, Germany, Russia, they're not reproducing themselves. Their fertility rate, their reproduction rate is far below the level of maintaining the population. Certainly 50 years from now, Europe will be predominantly Muslim if things go the way they are, because they're having children, and the people of France and Germany and England and Spain and Russia are not having children. But don't you worry, they've got a plan. They're going to kill the Muslims, certainly, in the Middle East, and there'll probably be race wars in Europe, and there'll be great slaughter. How wonderful that will be for population control. Do you say that's crazy talk? Well, you'd have to be mad to think that way. And you're absolutely right. The people we're up against are mad because they have a different worldview. And it's so difficult for people to understand one reason for the war in the Middle East is to kill an awful lot of Muslims. We can't get them to practice population control our style of family planning, so we'll just slaughter them. And I really fear for what the future holds, because God is going to bring his judgment on the good people of this country who haven't had the courage to speak out. And probably, but you could say, well, I didn't know what was going on. Well, you could say that yesterday, but you've heard it today. You better prove that we're wrong, because if we're right, then you need to be involved. Andrew, how are we going to reach the public?
Well, I think programs like yours and the great work you've done, and that was my goal writing the book, was something that would be interesting, you know, to people who know about these things already, like your regular listeners. It would be a book that is still interesting to them, but also they can read it and then give it to a friend that doesn't know about these things. And I know me personally, I'm much better at writing something down than talking about it. So if I try to explain these things to someone in a conversation, you know, I feel like, oh, if I talk about this, I need to explain all of that. So if you can, you know, talk to someone a little bit and give them a book, then they can go over it on their own. I include, you know, citations to where I got the information from, so you can look at the original sources and kind of investigate things on your own. So that's what I was trying to do. And I think it is happening, and I think there is more of an awakening than sometimes we're aware of, because that's another trick of the media, is the idea that, any of those ideas are fringe, and, you know, there's just a few kooks out there who believe that way. And it's not the case. There's more and more people who realize that both parties are controlled, that realize that the media is controlled, and who want something else. And sometimes that expresses itself in healthy ways and sometimes in unhealthy ways. But I think there's definitely, people are starting to be affected economically, and that tends to make people pay attention.
I think you're absolutely right. I think more and more people are becoming aware of this, the Tea Party movement's all about. This is why they're so frightened of it. This is why they're infiltrating it. This is why they're trying to discredit it. This is why the reason they're trying to take it over. The last thing they want is for people to think independently and to begin to question what they are being told simply by the controlled media, and the media is controlled by what used to be AOL, Time Warner, by Bertelsmann, by CBS, by Disney, by the people who bought GE and NBC, and then, of course, by Fox News. And, ladies and gentlemen, Fox News is no more. That's, of course, Rupert Murdoch. It's all make-believe. One supposedly conservative, one liberal. Ladies and gentlemen, they're all controlled by the same dark spiritual forces. Andrew, thanks very much for being with us. God bless. Please keep in touch.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. I appreciate it.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door to Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, our guest, course. My name is Andrew Hoffman. We do carry his book, The New World Order and the Eugenic Wars. He's done a good job in the book because it brings out the spiritual nature of the battle we're involved in today. Now, of course, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You need to get it. Get the book or the DVD. If you can't afford it, we have the DVD posted on our website at RadioLiberty.com under videos. And certainly you can just go there and scroll down and watch that video there. And we have lots of other great things on our website at RadioLiberty.com. They're free. You can listen to programs for nothing. You can read the newsletters. If you're in a position to donate and help us, we'd certainly appreciate it. But, of course, this is what keeps us going. We have to raise funds to keep 60 stations or outlets on the air across America every week, and it's an expensive proposition. We'll certainly appreciate your help. And if you can't help us financially, we'll appreciate your prayers for our provision and our protection. That's Radio Liberty, our staff, and certainly we have an outreach. People are learning about what's going on, and you can join the Radio Liberty family, or at least you can pray for us. Then, of course, you need to get our talk on the Forbidden Secret, on or called The Secret. You get our talk on the Financial Armageddon to understand that this whole economic collapse is engineered. Why? To impoverish our people. They want to lower our living standards. They want to bring chaos to our nation. And out of the chaos will come the people demanding a solution, a new world order, a new world financial system, a new world currency, and, of course, the new world religion, because this is all built upon a hatred of Christianity. And when you understand that there is a conspiracy against the God of the Bible, why, you can understand why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, and, of course, why they're pushing this other alternative religion. Why, of course, the spirituality is what they talk about, or this New Age spirituality, or coming in contact with yourself. And, of course, Brown brings out in his book, The Lost Symbol, to find out that you are God. Isn't that wonderful to know that you're God? Well, of course, that's hardly biblical at all. That is Lucifer's lie, as he told Eve, if you'll just simply eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge in good and evil, then you could be as God, and ye shall never die. And so the whole idea is you're going to be reincarnated time and time again until you get it right. And then you can join the Great White Brotherhood and become an ascended master. And you say, what are you talking about? Well, ladies and gentlemen, you got to read the occult literature, Sierra Magazine, people put out by the Terra Center, the information that was put out by Alice Bailey, who talked about the 1,000 points of light in the New World Order, just like George Herbert Walker Bush. In fact, he introduced that term to the United States, although it had been mentioned a few times before, but it was a term that had been used frequently by Alice Bailey, who was a Luciferian, and George Bush mentioned it on September 11th, 1990, just 11 years before the attack. Was that just a coincidence? Was it just a coincidence that the attack on Waco, the attack on the Murrah Center, was on the very day that the Americans defended Lexington, shot heard around the world during the Revolutionary War? Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-585-WAR. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Got a home project of mine, but no idea what kind of tools and equipment you'll need? No worry. Grand Rental Station has knowledgeable, friendly consultants to walk you through the process. The Grand Rental staff of experts will guide you through selecting the right equipment, teaching you how to use it safely and correctly, and suggestions on how to achieve professional results. Give the staff of professionals a call today in Loveland, 970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment, keep the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KHNC sent you, and you appreciate the support of this station. 970-669-3866.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar. Iraqi forces derailed an al-Qaeda plot to hijack planes in a 9/11 style attack. According to a Bloomberg report, the terrorist group planned to fly a hijacked plane into a Shiite Muslim shrine in southern Iraq. Al Arabiya cited an unnamed counterterrorism official who claimed the attack centered around the Imam Ali Mosque, a Shiite holy site believed to be the burial place of